5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, what the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today is Tuesday. The date is the 13th. Is that superstitious somehow? I don't know. But fuck it, here we are. We're doing this podcast alone. Just me and this fucking erect cock here. You know? It's very early in the morning. It's 10 to 8. We're going to get this done. And then we're off to Galway tonight for the launch of the Vodafone Comedy Festival fucking brochure or whatever. I'll be on there. Tom the Bear's on. And I don't know. I don't know when I'm going on. But I seem to be on the article thing. So if I'm headlining, if I go the whole way down there and I'm headlining, I'm going to shit my pants. Okay. So there you go. Galway's tonight. I'm in Pug Uglies actually this Thursday. That'll be the 15th, I think. Would that be the 15th? 13th? Yeah, that'll be the 15th. Doing some new material down there. And yeah, just the usual shit. The tour goes on sale. If you're from Glasgow, Liverpool, or fucking Manchester or London this Friday, which will be the 16th, I believe. You'll be able to buy tickets for all those things. Glasgow and playing Oramore, which is a big step up for me. But let's do it, guys. Let's fucking stuff some haggis up our holes and fucking get stuck in there. You know what I mean? Hot Water Comedy Club. Someone sent me a fucking screenshot that they already bought a ticket for that, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. Maybe you can, if you look that up, get a ticket for Hot Water already. Maybe you can get them for London too. Who the fuck knows? But anyway, the tour's on sale all across Northern Ireland, bro. You know, I should probably put the fucking posters on screen right now. All across Northern Ireland. All across some of the UK. You know what I mean? 4 gigs. But sure, we hit the major cities. You know what I mean? I did mention something about Sheffield last time, and then turns out the guy was like, all right, that's 20th of October secured, 2020. And I went, oh, it's not this year? And he goes, oh no, we wouldn't have time to fucking sell the tickets in that amount of time. And I went, oh, okay, fuck myself now. So there is no Sheffield gig, maybe one next year. And of course, the second night at the Odyssey is on sale, which we shot a new promo for yesterday. And if you can remember the first one where it was all fucking hype and then I walked out into the Odyssey and went, yeah, wait till you see the new one. Ah, this is me. Oh, fuck. That's me there. Full blown turgid. Very funny. Anyway, let's fucking play the intro and we'll get chatting in a second, you know. I'll down this fucking
General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Down this car. Do what I want, bro. 32.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah! Get that inside you. Right, let's do this shit. We're here, we're not in as vibrant a shirt this week, you know, I'm just wearing a regular, just a fucking Dead on Mafia t-shirt, which weren't even on sale at one point, you know what I mean? One-offs, bro. But I'll tell you something. I can see myself on the camera here. What I can see is just a fucking fat bald dude in a t-shirt with some fucking sunglasses and a hat, okay? And all anyone else sees, if they see someone in a t-shirt and a hat and some glasses, they go, oh my God, he looks like Colin Geddes. Which probably most people's response would be, who? You know? But what seems to happen is I'll get sent things where people just go, look at that. And you go, what? And you go, fat guy hat. And you're like, what? And you're like, that's you. Now, that's what happens most of the time, okay? Then Shane Todd went on his 19th holiday of the year. You know what I mean? He works hard. And he sent me a video. And he goes, it was just him sitting, you know, at some fucking, like, you know, racist English getaway. And he's like, Colin. And he's pointing the camera at this fucking dude. And even I went, am I on holiday in Torremolinos? You know? I looked at it and I was like, that might act. Here's what gave it away. I seen the shoes and I went, you wouldn't catch me fucking dead in a pair of them shoes, bro. Not a fucking chance. Even when we're on holiday, swag-la-telly, you know what I'm saying? So I look at the shoes, I'm like, that's not me. But at the same time, I was like, I might actually be on holiday right now, and I don't know it. Is this the Matrix? Because this fucking dude, literally, he's walking along. This is what he looked like. If you're watching this in the video, he just went... And I was like, is that fucking me? But anyway, Shane's got a few fucking shandies in him, and he's like, Colin! Colin! And his wife's like, Colin! Terrible, that's not an impression, but you know what I mean. And this guy turns around. And then here's what happens after that. Somebody sent him a fucking video going... Or sent him a fucking, you know, DM. Was like, that's me, bro. We were walking along and we could hear someone shouting. And we turned around and we're like, is that fucking Shane Todd just shouting shit across the thing? So they're from here. They knew who he was. And then I shared that thing, and then some girl was like, oh my God, that's my mate. That's my mate, fucking whatever. And I'm like, that's wild. That's wild shit. That there's just some dude walking around. But I mean, the guy, literally, I was trying to make a point earlier, oh, do I just look like all fucking big fucking dudes with a half a beard going on? Yeah, pretty much, because even I was fucking fooled. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Got a pair of fucking shades like this and a hat. And you're like, oh, there you go. He could play the fucking SSA arena too. Go for it. Fill your fucking boots. So there you go. That's what we've learned already. Ah, I look like everyone that I look like. Amazing. Also, shout out to everyone who reached out about the coffee machines last week after saying that I was sick of fucking Starbucks because it tasted like someone fucking, you know, had fucking diarrhea through a pair of used tights. But I've had all sorts of messages, people who work in coffee shops. By the way, no wonder people resell them and fucking buy secondhand ones and stuff. You're like, is this for... You know, you're looking at it, you're going, is it really... Tell me where, okay? Tell me where the fucking £1,200 goes. Go. You know, you're looking at a coffee machine and you're like, explain to me why I'm paying £1,200 for this. Go. I'm listening. Because, you know, I can walk into Apple and be like, you know, let me get a fucking new iPhone or a fucking MacBook Pro. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. The processing power in this. Look how thin it is. Isn't that incredible? The things that I can achieve with this fucking thin bit of metal. And you walk in, you look at a coffee machine. You're like, and this is £1,200 because the water squirts through and into a cup. Mind blown. Not only that, bro, somehow it generates air and just squirts it in there. So that's what you're really paying for. Jesus Christ, bro. Unbelievable. I mean, if you were a smart shopper, you could probably buy a reasonable runaround car for £1,200. And they're like, yeah, whatever. You don't know what we're doing over here. You think Elon Musk is doing work? We're over here letting water dribble through a wee metal pipe into a cup. £1,200, bro. So fuck that. I don't know. We'll have a look around. We'll see what happens. Maureen seems to want one whenever the baby arrives. You know, she'd be like, I'll need a lot of coffee. I reckon, you know what I mean? I reckon Maureen's going to go fully off the rails whenever she has a baby. I reckon there'll be like a 3-week period where it's just me and the baby and she's just out on the rip, you know? Because I, you know, I'm known as the impulsive one, but I can be like, okay, that's me not drinking now. You know, I can make decisions. Okay, for the sake of everyone's safety, I don't do this anymore. But she's literally like, as soon as that baby's out, yeah, on the fucking rip. You know what I mean? Just fucking coffee machine beside the bed. Boom, boom, boom. Baby's bottle full of fucking, you know, pink gin. Isn't there, you could be like a real cute fucking alcoholic these days, can't you? You know, if you were just running around with those big fucking bowls of gin that look like there's a trifle in it, and you're like, just me and the girlies having a good time. You know, and there's fucking a half bottle of gin in every single fucking one of those fish bowls. And by the way, there's going to be a generation of people, you know, in like 5 years' time. You know, say someone has like kids and then they grow up and they're having their first drinks and all. And they're like, can I get a gin and tonic? And they hand them this thing that looks like fucking, what do you call that, boba tea with fucking plants and fucking berries and a packet of M&Ms in it. And it's bright pink and everything. You're like, oh, I love gin and tonic. And you're like, see, back in my day, a gin and tonic, but fucking, you're gonna lose your fucking microchips when I tell you this, right? Or whatever you've got instead of a brain. A gin and tonic used to be, you know, and hold on to your hoverboards, gin, regular fucking Gordon's gin that you literally wouldn't use to wash fucking shit down your drains now. But here, it was just gin and tonic. And if you were feeling, if you were in anywhere beyond a country pub, listen to this. They'd have put a fucking lemon in it. Oh, you know, be like that fucking meme with like the 20 black dudes. Oh, shit. Oh, look, he's so old school, just having a fucking see-through gin. They'd be like, bro, you could be drinking anything. Why would you, people think you're drinking Sprite. You gotta have all the fucking contents of a smoothie in it, unsmoothed, before people, you know, you gotta let people know it's a gin and tonic, you know what I mean? That'll be Maureen. It's good for the child. There's half a fucking bottle of gin in one of the, that's a deceptive thing, you know, you're like, oh, it's the big decorative cup, and you're like, nah, get a fucking half bottle in there before anyone notices. That'll be her. She'll be like, listen, there's a blueberry in it, so it's good for the child. All right. It's out of her mind. No, I don't know. I'm joking. I can't. You know those photos where you see, like, kids taking a photo of a payphone? Like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? Archaic shit. I don't even know if that's a good word. But just taking a photo of it. Well, oh my God, can you believe there's a wire attached to that? I can actually remember a few years ago, probably like 8, I can't remember what phone I had, and there was this fucking bitch sitting at the bar beside, after a gig in like Port Rush or something, and I was texting, and the girl goes, oh my God, you still have a fucking phone with buttons on it? And I was like, yeah, because I'm poor. Oh my God, it's like the worst fucking, like, bullying in a movie. Oh my God, you still have phone with buttons on it, dickhead. I do the same thing to people now, if they don't have the fucking, like, iPhone 10. I'm like, bro, get rid of that one button. You're saving yourself tons of mileage on the thumb. Having to click back down there, bro, you know what I'm saying? Oh, dear. As it steals all your information. Have you watched that documentary, The Great Hack? Have I talked about this in the podcast already? Fucking hell. They're just straight up stealing your information. Which is weird, because what book is it? There's some book where people talk about like the singularity or something, and everyone's like, they're not going to like take your information or your identity. You're going to offer it up to them. And that's exactly what's happening. You sign up for an app, and all they do is stick in the fucking description. That was smooth the way I took those off, wasn't it? Dab. You know, you can just be get like, I'm going to get an app, and then in the small print, it's like, by the way, we read all your messages and get access to your camera roll. And you're like, yeah, sure, whatever. just I want to put, like, you know, Donald Trump's face on my face and then make a move. Cool. Do you mind if we get access to you and all your friends over me? Yeah, sure. And then there is that argument of, like, if you're not doing anything wrong, should you worry about it? But, like, yeah, because there's certain, you do just want to be able to keep some shit to yourself. You know, you'd like to fucking have some information where you're like, all right, this is just for me or for me and someone else or whatever. And I don't mean fucking dick pics. You know what I mean? It's the asshole pics we all worry about. I mean, that happened on the internet there. Somebody, also, do you know what? What a fucking piece of shit someone would have to be one of those hacker people who are like, by the way, we've hacked your fucking iCloud and we've got all your photos. Because this happened to Whitney Cummings there, who is a comedian who just put a special out on Netflix. What am I looking for here? Yeah, she put out a special and someone was like, by the way, we've hacked your iCloud. How much money, you know, can we get or whatever? For, you know, for us not to show this picture. And she basically just went, I'll fucking post it. You know what I mean? I think you're underestimating how famous I am. You know, and it was like a picture of her in the bath, you know, like FaceTiming someone, probably like her husband or boyfriend or whatever. And like, not even in a sexy way. Like, it looked like she was talking, but just had like one tit hanging out. And even, human bodies are so fucking weird. And like, you could see someone and just be like, oh my God, so hot, whatever. Oh my God, look at her tits and all. Look at that shit and all. But, and then when you just fucking see a naked person, you're like, oh, well, you know, it's fucking, you know, it's like a woman's body. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? It's like, I think what humans like is nearly seeing your genitals. People are walking around like, oh my God, you can nearly see her tits, bro. Oh my God, you nearly see her ass. That's crazy. And then fucking someone just stands there like, right, that's me naked. And you're like, oh. Alright. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that happened to fucking, what's her name? Scarlett Johansson, you know what I mean? Lads for years just like, oh my God, she's so fucking hot, man. By the way, she fucking totally lost it when she went all girl power. Does that seem to happen? Katy Perry did it too. Yeah, girl power. I'm going to cut my hair off. Cool. You look like your ma straight away. Did you have any fucking respect for yourself? What are you playing at? What the fuck was I talking about? Yeah, she was like the hottest shit. She was like the reference point for, like, you know, like, fucking, who you think you are, Scarlett Johansson? And then she was in some space movie where she was just naked and you just look at her, oh well, there's a fucking naked woman. But I tell you what, if you nearly show a human some bits, wild. You know? Unbelievable. Jesus, oh shit, bro, you nearly see her tits, man. Oh, fuck, dude. Whereas if, like, you know, she's just fucking getting changed. There's nothing fucking less sexy than just putting on or taking off clothes. People try to make it sexy, like, it's not sexy at all. I can remember being at a birthday party. And someone got a stripper for this guy, and she was one of those ones where, like, you know, she was in tremendous shape for, like, an athlete, which isn't sexy when it comes to, like, let me dance. But then she also had the teeth of an athlete if the sport was eating flint, you know? Looked like she ate mainly quinoa and fucking meth. But she did this dance, and then just like at the end, just had the, everyone was like, eh! And then she's like, yeah, thanks very much, and then just had to pick her stuff up. You know what I mean? You're like, pay someone fucking 20 quid to just quickly grab your shit before you leave the house. She's like picking up her stuff, thank you. It's even when you see like rap videos and people are like flinging money all over the place, you know, does she like, oh, thanks very much. I'm just after clapping my fucking puss flaps together. And then I have to stand up and just pick up all these dollar bills. Weird. What the fuck am I talking about? Do you know what I mean? How do we get onto this? How the fuck did we get here? Oh yeah, Whitney Cummings. So she just went ahead and posted it and was like, you know, I'm not fucking stop making me feel like ashamed of my body. There it is. I don't give a fuck. There's my fucking one tit hanging out. And of course you're just like, well, yes, this is a woman's breast, you know? And then everyone sort of started to get behind it, like all other comedians that she knew, a lot of male comedians, like Bert Kreischer fucking posted a picture of his ball bag, and he was literally like, oh, I'm getting, you know, I can't believe what these fucking dorks were trying to do to you. Anyway, here's a picture of my balls after I slipped on a fucking water slide, and he's just got these big swollen balls. And it is amazing, because Chris D'Elia, the comedian, underneath it wrote, oh my God, where's your cock, or something. Because, I mean, it literally looked like the guy was just, Bert Kreischer was just holding his nuts, and you're like, where's your dick? I would assume if you've got, which you can't do these days, you can't assume anything. I would assume if you've got dirty man testicles that there would be a dick somewhere in and around there. Seemingly not, you know? Just fucking weird balls. Ah, feel sick. Let me run through the week, guys. Shout out to anyone who came to the last Lavery's Comedy Club. We did the Lazy Fringe. We had a whole pile of bastards on. It was great. It was great stuff. It was a packed house. It was fucking roasting. I went up. I was sweating all over the place. I was emceeing. I was chatting to some dudes. It was fucking, it was fun, man. It was just straight up fun. We were having a great time. You know, slagging people, but not really slagging them. And oh man, it was just fun. I'm trying to get the poster up here. I've lost it. Lost it forever. Let me see. I wonder who, let me see. Was Dave on? He might still have it on his fucking page here. Let me see. Yeah. We had everyone on. We had fucking Jordan Robinson. Jordan Robinson, cold as ice, bro. You know what I mean? I was talking to a guy in the front row. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm a conservationist. And I went, what? That's not a real job. And then Jordan Robinson goes out and goes, oh, you're working conservation? He goes, shame you couldn't conserve your fucking hairline. Bro. Cold as ice. Opens with that joke. Like, and, you know, no harm to him. Not a big laugh. You know, just a lot of people going, bro. Bit rough, like. But anyway, pulled it back. James McKegney was funny. Okay. Mark McCartney was funny. Dave Elliott, very funny. Diona Doherty, very funny. She actually did a fucking great bit because she was in Dairy Girls, and she did a bit about saying that it was popular in America and that all these wee, you know, American kids might be putting on Dairy accent. I'm not ruining the bit, but it was very fucking funny. Paddy McDonald, as usual, wrecked the shop at the end there. So what a great night. I had a tattoo that very day with my boy Jamie Donnelly, down in Crooked Mile in Hollywood. And I mean, I think it's a bit like comedy or anything. It's like a bit of an art form or a bit of a discipline. You get the people, you get plenty of people that are okay, and then you get some people that are lethal. You know? And he's fucking lethal. Do you know what I mean? Even back and forward, design ideas, no bother to him. Bang, bang, bang. There you go. And then I go in, and that's it there, if you can see it. See that whole bit? That whole fucking thing there? It literally took him about an hour and 20 minutes. Ridiculous. And it was fucking, there's a lot of tattoos I have are pretty fucking sore, you know? Most of them were pretty sore. That one was just like a gift, just bzzz. Now, I don't know whether that's the nature of the tattoo, because it's all lines. But, yeah, it felt like, I was like, oh, you've got the special gun that doesn't really hurt compared to the other shit. Just fucking bzzz, 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 just buzzing about, and then it was done. Unbelievable. So I highly recommend. Get yourselves down to fucking Jamie Donnelly in Crooked Mile there. Get yourself tattooed up. And, you know, see all these people were like, you know. I mean, there is a weird psyche with, like, tattoos. There's people who don't, like, Maureen doesn't have any tattoos. And she'd be like, oh, what would I get? No, what would I get? And see if you're that person. I don't have a tattoo. What could I get? I don't even know where to start. Don't get one. You're fine. It's not your thing. You haven't thought about it. it's not on your fucking radar. It's just that you see other people doing it and you're like, what should I? Should I get that? What should I? Should I get one? Nah. Because, you know, you're either into it or you're not, I think. But make sure you go to someone good as well. Jesus Christ. But, yeah. Whereas I could fuck. If someone said, right, you're getting a tattoo in an hour, I'd be like, right, sweet, I'll go on the internet here and I'll take a look and see what the fuck, what I can get. Whereas some people would be like, oh shit, I can't decide. I don't know what, you know, it's not for you, bro. It's not for you if you're fucking sitting trying to think about shit, you know, looking at other people. Oh, I haven't decided on that. Oh, I don't know about that. Will I get that? I'm not sure. It's not for you. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is if you're looking at tattoo, don't get it on a day where you then have to go and do a comedy gig in a very sweaty fucking room. I'm going to sneeze. And I kept it loud. Could have held that in. Okay, I broke my throat there. Could have held that in, but nah. Yeah, so I had to wear a long sleeve fucking top and go to Lavery's Comedy Club and fucking just this fucking thing throbbing on my arm. Jesus Christ, it was rough as shit. But anyway, what else did we do the rest of the week? We had another antenatal class, which was fucking... I can imagine this happens to, like, kids now. You know, if you send a kid to school and they come back and they're like, oh, yeah, we learned how to, you know, count to five today. You know, meanwhile, you know, the kids can, like, fucking shoot and edit a video, you know, and put his own credits in on a fucking app on an iPad. And they're like, yeah, we're over here learning how to say colours. I think it's similar. I think people who get pregnant nowadays, especially the likes of Maureen, who researches everything to death, they go in there with so filled with knowledge. And then these people are like, okay, and what's going to happen is once your waters break, you're going to start to feel contractions. You know, it's like real basic shit. Just to remind you, the baby doesn't come out in it. You know, it's like, most people, when a baby is born, they do a thing called, write this down, breastfeeding. And it's just so fucking like, even I know, like, 99% of the shit that I'm hearing. And I'm just like, sitting in this hospital room at fucking 900 degrees. Unbelievable. Got a flip chart out. Now, we've got three columns here. Baby, partner, and mother. And we're going to sit here and we're going to think, what are all three of these people thinking during, on the run up to, and after pregnancy? And everyone's like, nervous. Nervous. Is that the partner, the baby, or the mother? And everyone's like, probably everybody. Correct. Go to scrape it on the board.
Ah, oh, Jesus. Do we have another dry board marker? Oh, fuck.
And you're sitting at the back, literally, like, eyes just shutting, like... So fucking boring. So we've got one at the end of the month. I don't know if I could be fucked even going to it. I mean, the most interesting part is you just walk in, you see everyone fat compared to the last time. You're like, ah, oh, pregnant, pregnant, pregnant. And that's it. It's so fucking dull. So dull, and they just get that, you know, they got like a fucking fake baby and then a fucking pelvis. I mean, you look at these things and you're like, are you sure humans are designed to have babies? Because that, he's like, it's gonna come down and then it's gonna twist and then it has to do a bit of a fucking U-turn around the old coccyx bone there, or else it'll scrape its fucking head off. You're like, what are humans doing with fucking tails? Like, get rid of it. Yeah, but anyway, I'm just talking a pile of shit here. What else did we do this week? We went to see that current war, which I seen the word Scorsese attached to it, and I thought, oh, is this a Scorsese movie? And then you go see it, and it's not, and it's just produced by him or something, and then you end up watching this fucking movie about Thomas Edison, who, by the way, shout out to Edzo over there, because would be doing fuck all if it wasn't for that cunt, you know what I mean? If you watch the movie or read up on it. Yeah, probably read up on it. Don't just go watch a movie. It seemed like it was called The Current War because it was him and your other dude whose name you never remember in this race to like supply America with electricity. And, you know, he threw his whole fucking life into it and was basically fucked out of his own business by like General Electric or whatever. And he's like, nah, you gotta keep it Edison. You gotta keep it Edison. Anyway, all that shit. And then it seemed like on the side, he was just like, let me just make this fucking contraption here. Let me see. I can't even remember the name of it. Bastard. Phonograph. Yeah. He basically made a fucking sound recorder for like recording, you know, all sorts of shit. Voices, music, you name it. And he sort of did it on the side. You know what I mean? He was just like, I'll just make this fucking thing where I can record sound. You know? We wouldn't be here doing all this fucking stupid shit. Shout out to Tommy Edzo over there. You know? What's the other thing? Kinetoscope? Is that what you call it? This comp was just like, let me just string a load of photographs together. Ah, oh, look. Moving image. What a fucking savage. Like, the guy just made. The guy was just like, oh, I'm really upset that these guys have fucking took over my electricity business. Those bastards. Anyway, they're sound recording. Enjoy that. Enjoy music forever. Oh, fuck. They're stealing all my bulbs, man. They're stealing all my fucking bulbs. Moving image in cinema. You can have that too. Oh, fuck, dude. They took all my business, man. Keep my fucking name on the bulbs, dude. There's music in cinema forever. Oh, fuck, bro. Just a fucking genius, like. Look at his face. Look at the photo of him. Smug bastard. That's how I'd look, too. Like, if I invented just entertainment forever, my face would be like this. Obviously, audio listeners can't see that, but sure. So I went to see that, and what other bollocks have I done on this page? I mean, yesterday was the most ridiculous day of my whole life. And also, speaking of ridiculous, this seat needs burnt. I'm on like a stool thing instead of sitting on a seat. Asshole. So yesterday we went and basically I got an email a while ago from the people at the Belfast Giants. And they were like, listen, you're doing the Odyssey. We've got a new season coming up. Would you like to make some videos, you know, to sort of, we'll do like a wee cross promotion type thing. And I was like, yes. And we went down, and I'd met them before, and they got me a fucking Giants shirt, and we're joking around that, like, apparently the greatest player ever was Wayne Gretzky. Let me get a photo of this cunt. And he wore number 9. Oh, I've clicked Wayne Gretzky's daughter instead there. Whoops. Let me get a look at her while we're here. Hot. Sorry, I've clicked the wrong fucking thing there. Yeah, so they got me a shirt. So anyway, Wayne Gretzky wore like 99 in the back of his shirt, and he was that good that no one else wore it ever again. But they made me a shirt with 99 on the back that said Gedsky instead of Gretzky, which is sort of a bit of a stretch of a joke, but the hockey people will get it. It's funny because you look at this guy and you would not think that he was like one of the best or the best ever. You know what I mean? You're expecting some big, beefy, fucking scary dude. And, you know, he just looks like a guy. But maybe, you never know. You never know. Maybe he's just skilled as all fuck. Unreal. That's crazy. So anyway, we went down and made these videos. Me and Yusuf and fucking Niall from Dark Matter, and we shot these videos, and they were hilarious. And here's what they were looking for up front. They were like, okay, Colin, why don't you do like a idiot's guide to hockey, okay? I was like, no problem. And they're like, why don't you do like a little call to action to come see, you know, the players, or come see the Giants this season in this Champions Hockey League thing. And then she's like, can you skate? And I was like, well, I could last time I skated, which was about 15. And they were like, right, we'll get you on the ice. You'll probably fall on your fucking head a whole pile. So we'll get a blooper reel out of it too. And then, sure enough, I turn up and I get the skates on and I'm fine. I'm Torval and Dean cutting it up. It was a bit shaky for about 20 seconds. And then I was like, how long? We've got it. We've got it. Give me that stick. Oh, yeah. We're slapping it about. I was killing it, bro. Killing it. It's unbelievable. They were expecting a load of falls and stuff. And I was like, I'm going to have to make myself fall. That's how good I am. I'm going to make myself fall over just to get a funny shot. Just to keep all you assholes happy. You know, I have to bury my talent for ice skating just so that you can get some fucking shots around here. This seat, dude, this fucking seat is a disaster. But yeah, it was fucking fun as shit. Went down there, made that, great times. And I'll tell you something. Yesterday morning, I went for a run for the first time. You know what I mean? Since the gout outbreak of 2019. You know, had just a fucking sore foot for so long. Was able to work out a bit, doing weights and shit. And then yesterday morning, I was like, do you know what? I'm going running. You can suck my fucking dick toe. And just set off and went for like a 2 mile run. Didn't want to fucking go mad. Got in the car. I was like, all good. You know what I mean? I'm like, I haven't done that in a while. Of course, you're like, oh, feet are a bit sore. Fucking, you know what I mean? Oh, just sore because I haven't done that. And then I went skating, which is so fucking, see, all you girls out there doing these fucking weird elastic band exercises and fucking hip thrusts and all. Let me build this booty. Fuck that. Get on the ice because your ass is burning after about 20 seconds. You know, your hamstrings and your ass, and you're at a slightly weird position. You're slightly bent forward. So you're kind of holding yourself there, but you're like, yeah, if I did this for like a couple of months, get a couple of fucking melons down my pants at the back there. Incredible. But yeah, it was hilarious. Like, unbelievable. Can't wait till the videos come out. So funny. Look. Anyway, we're at 37 minutes. I don't have a lot of time today because we've got to go to Galway and it takes 4 hours. Let's talk about some new stuff. Can't be asked going through all this. What about Frampton? You know what I mean? I doubt he listens to this. Carl Frampton was set to fight. When was the fucking fight? Sorry, I'm not even that fucking tuned in. He was supposed to fight. Oh my god, Frampton. Colin Googles things. Yeah, let's go news then. There's a wee sniff. Carl Frampton fight cancelled after suffering broken hand and freak accident in the hotel lobby. Like, I just hit I accept there on the cookies. I don't know what the fuck that is like, but... So you're supposed to fight Dominguez there. When was the fight? Sorry, I should have fucking researched this before. I don't know. It was close to the fight anyway. It's coming up. But, oh shit. He was talking through it. He's like sitting in the fucking hotel lobby and there's this big cement pillar thing there for decoration, which is behind like a wee fucking silky curtain. And apparently he was just sitting and texting at this wee fucking coffee table and the pillar fell over and just crushed his hand. What are the fucking chances of that bullshit? I mean, that's like, I mean, his business is his fucking hands, like, you know? Like if that's his fucking work tools, mine would be probably my voice or my brain. That's all it really takes to do stand up. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like me standing at the side of the road and there was a car crash and a fucking just a shard of something flew off and just went straight through my vocal cords and out the other side. People would be like, what are the fucking chances of that? But then, I mean, it's very unfortunate. But then the same thing happened to an opponent of his I mean, there's a picture of his hand there, swollen like fuck. Broken metacarpal, tarsal, whatever the fuck. That actually happened to me in the hospital whenever I broke my finger. I am fucking shooting into the darkness here. Is metacarpal your hand and metatarsal your foot? Because whenever I broke my finger, which I definitely broke, and there was like an avulsion of a wee ligament or something, which was diagnosed properly at White Abbey Hospital of all places, and then the guy was like, nah, there's no avulsion, whenever I went to the Royal, and my finger still just flops about like fucking nobody's business. But I think metacarpal is your hand and metatarsal is your foot. I'm definitely wrong, but let's say it is for the purpose of this shitty story. I'm sitting there with a broken hand, and there's like a couple of nurses knocking about White Abbey, and they're all like on their lunch break, and the girl comes out and I swear to God, okay, still chewing. And she goes, all right, do you want to pop your shoe off there? And I went, why? And she goes, oh, we're just going to strap it up. And I was like, my foot's fine. And then she looks back at the notes and she goes, oh, fuck, metacarpal. So she was basically like, which is how it starts, you know what I mean? That's how you get these fucking horror stories. They're like, oh yeah, I went in for a vasectomy and came out with tits and a fanny. You know, they just fucking, that has happened to a few people. You know, stupid stories like that. Oh, I went in to get a prostate something and came out and was circumcised for no reason. Oh, I went in to get an operation on my knee and I came out with fucking one arm. And they're like, oh, sorry, we mixed up your notes. Shit like that. But that's what happened to me. She's like wiping the fucking pot noodle off her face. Take off your shoe. And I was like, it's my hand. Oh, Jesus, it is your hand. I'll strap your hand up then. And she literally smelled like soap. Crazy. But yeah, he was... Frampton was supposed to fight that guy. I don't know what his fucking name is. It looked like guitar. And the cunt was in the fucking bath in the Europa and just fell on his teeth. Some wee fucking Mexican dude. You know, never seen a bath before. That is racist, Colin. Oh my goodness, I'm here in Europa. I'm here in Europa Hotel. Oh my goodness, they have a bath. Let me get a bath and a shower. You know, takes a run and jump. Bang. Smashes both, all his front teeth out. So, it's possible. You know what I mean? It is possible to have these fucking freak accidents. But there you go. Mad. Right. We'll move on to some questions. Shall we? I think I've screenshotted some questions, guys. Let's get through it. I have to be finished in 17 minutes. Would that be? No, 20. Maths. No, let's do it in 17 minutes, motherfuckers. We got these questions. Let's get through these questions. They're probably ridiculous this week. Stealing from your Jay Hughes art. Stealing from your mom's house. What would you rather shout? Would you rather shout everything you have to say or run everywhere you need to go? Probably run everywhere I need to go. I mean, if there was a bit of exercise fucking forced upon me, that wouldn't be the worst thing of all time. You know? Fuck, cunt. Any weird interactions lately with people meeting you and realizing who you are? Not, well, I don't know. I would need a minute to think and recall my fucking weeks. Fuck, I don't know, like, I was joking around with Maureen, like, anyone that comes up to me, I was joking to Maureen, I was like, no one that actually likes my stuff ever meets me. You know what I mean? Everyone that I meet is like, oh, you're Colin Geddes. Yeah. Can I get a photo? My brother loves you. Oh, let me get a photo. My fucking, my mates all love your videos. Oh, let me just, my boss from work fucking loves your stuff. Can I get a photo? You know what I mean? It's like, you're like, there's always somebody else that like, they're like, let me get a photo because someone I know actually likes your comedy. I don't. I'm just the fucking messenger with a camera in between. Did you watch the Michael Conlon fight? What did you think of it? Do you know what, Jerry? I fucking didn't. I did not see it yet. I should look that up. I just forgot. Do you know what I mean? If it doesn't pop up my Instagram these days, I don't watch any fucking fighting. Spiel the Beans. Great Insta handle. Would you consider entering in NI politics and fixing our little shithole? Dead on Mafia for Stormont. No, because it's not my fucking job. I do comedy. And I know there's a lot of comedians that end up going like, let me get in here and fix this shit. But it's not me. Do you know what I mean? Do you know whose job it is to do politics? Fucking politicians. Not me. Isn't it funny that like the politicians here are so fucking shit that people are like, hey, fucking stupid fat bald comedian, do you want to fix NI politics? How the fuck? I mean, anybody that's like, you know, impartial, is that the word? Anyone that's outside of it, right, could fix it. Because they're not swayed by, you know, any influence or money or fucking whatever, or, you know, sticking to one side or whatever. They're not influenced by that. So if you ask anyone with half a fucking brain cell, they'd be like, yeah, just this is how you solve, this is how you fix that. But once you're in it and it's such a fucking dirty game and everyone's doing shit and fucking, oh, there's a scheme here, let me fucking do this and that, and we'll like that fucking boiler carry on. You know, we'll work the system in our favour and all, but and you're like, you're not even fucking doing this for anybody else apart from yourself. It's fucking, I don't know, it's gross, look. So no, it's not my fucking job to do it. Also, I'm a fucking idiot. Do you know what I mean? Where do you stand on Paul Thomas Anderson's movies? What did he do? Like, There Will Be Blood? Let me see. Who does that? Paul Thomas. Do you know what? If you'd asked me questions like this 10 years ago, I'd have been like, yeah, bro, I know, I get cinema. I get cinema. But now I'm like, I barely watch fucking anything. Movies written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. Can you tell me anything about it or what? What is this? What fucking is there any websites that work these fucking days? What is this? Boogie Nights? Did he do that? Magnolia. Magnolia is fucking demented. Look, I don't even know what the fuck's going on in that movie. I think I watched it under the influence of Wade one time. There Will Be Blood. Yep. And then he's done a lot of fucking music videos. That's pretty weird, isn't it? Punch Drunk Love. I mean, there's a lot of fucking weird shit in the mixer. Cigarettes and Coffee. Okay. White Stripes are in that. He's done some fucking badass shit. There Will Be Blood's pretty amazing. You know, if you're into those, like, just long, epic, fucking cinematic-type movies, you know, where they're like, this scene happens at night, so we're going to shoot it in 100% complete pitch black darkness. And you're like, well, why even bother filming it? You know, just record the audio. That's not cinema. Anyway, I don't know. What's been the most awkward moment you've experienced as a comedian? Any heckle stories? Yeah, but none of them are any fucking good, to be honest. Most awkward moment you've experienced as a comedian? I've said this before, the best heckle I ever had was, there was a dude that used to go to my primary school, and he arrived at the door of Lavery's one day, and he was like, oh, what's crack? You doing comedy in here? Yeah. Oh, let me come in. And he comes in with his girlfriend who didn't. She was like, what, blocked already? What are we doing here? I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. Comes in and fucking, he's watching for a minute. She's blocked. And then she just in the middle of a bit of fucking dead air, she goes, does anyone have a number for taxi? And I laughed my fucking head off and everyone else laughed. And then someone actually gave her a number for a taxi. And she just rang it. She just rang the taxi right there. Which is hysterical. Oh yeah, talking about awkward moments with people. I had a couple of pints at Lavery's last week. You know, feeling the vibes. And I went upstairs to the bar because I would get served quicker, because Laffy's was fucking packed, you know. And I go up, and this guy's like, "Oh, fucking, you can't get out." Like, yeah, fucking right. No, what are you doing in Laffy's? And I'm like, "We run the comedy club in Laffy's." "There's a comedy club?" "Yeah, it's happening." "Have you been on?" "I was MCing. It's nearly over." "Oh, fucking hell, man. Downstairs?" I was like, "Yeah, it's downstairs." "Is it every day?" I was like, "No, it's twice a month." "Oh, fucking right. Well, you used to make those videos, no?" "Yeah." "Fucking, what do you do now?" I'm like, I just said I was doing a comedy night downstairs. You know, I do stand up. "Are you making a living off that?" Like, so rude. "Are you making a living off that?" "Suppose so, yeah." "What else do you do?" You know, I was just like, "Oh yeah, do a podcast, do whatever." "You do a podcast?" "Oh yeah, I've seen one of those online and all." It's funny that, like, you know, those American ones are doing, like, so much better than, like, people that do podcasts over here. And you're like, "Oh yeah, yeah, well, the famous people, like Joe Rogan and stuff." That's what he literally said. He's like, "Thanks to Joe Rogan, oh, they get, like, millions of hits on theirs." And you're like, "Yeah, it's the biggest podcast in the fucking world." "Yeah, man, it's just a shame that you boys and all fucking aren't, you know, just how do you get to that next level?" And he was just like, it was so fucking demeaning or whatever. And he was like, "You know, what's the next, what do you do yourself when you're over here?" And blah, blah, you know. And sometimes you do enjoy the absolute fucking, like, mic drop, suck my dick moment. And I was like, "Well, I'm doing two nights at the SSE, does that count?" And he goes, "What? The SSE Arena?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Fucking hell, I didn't know that." But then I'm just like, why have I to have this career talk with this fucking asshole in a bar? Who's like, that happened to me. Like, I ran into a fucking old mate of mine and I was out. And everyone was chatting away. And, "Oh, fucking, you're doing this now. How you doing it?" And then quietly, he's like, "Are you all right, man?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "But you're doing all right? You happy enough? You know, everything you're doing?" And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know why everyone has this thing like, "Okay, you're the wee comedian. Are you all right? You doing all right? Man, are you doing all right for yourself? I mean, you're not on Joe Rogan level." "Yeah, no fucking shit. No one's on fucking Joe Rogan level, you dumb bitch." Also, I felt like going, "What are you doing at Laffy's on a Wednesday playing pool? Go to fucking work, dickhead. Just thought I would come over and make sure you're doing all right, mate. Do you know that, like, there are other people in the world doing way better than you at podcasting?" "I do know that." "Man, that's a shame. That's a shame, isn't it?" "All right, bro, let me get a fucking drink here and leave. Awesome. What's happening, Mr. Colin Geddes? What's the worst thing that you've ever heard a dude say to a woman or a woman say to a dude? For example, I heard this coming out of a bar. Woman said, 'Fuck your pecker, so small, even Specsavers couldn't help me see it.' Man, it may be small, but your blurt looks like Boris Johnson eating a chicken box with jam on his fingers. Good luck with the tour, sir. Looking forward to the SSE." Now, what I have to say to that, sir, and I appreciate you writing in, none of that happened. I don't think any of that happened, what you just said there. Because it doesn't make sense. But what have I heard? I don't know. I can't quite recall. In the middle of an argument like that. Fuck, I don't know. "Your blurt looks like Boris Johnson eating a fucking chicken box with jam on his fingers." Doesn't make sense. Anne-Marie's comedy something. Who would be the top three comedians you would pay over 30 quid to see? See you at the Galway Comedy Carnival program launch Tuesday. That's tonight. Oh, shit. I mean, there's plenty of people who pay to fucking see, like, but... I mean... I've paid over 30 to see Bill Burr. But then, do you know what I mean? It's like, I would probably pay fucking 100 to see Bill Burr. You know what I mean? There's ones. I mean, Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle are doing this fucking tour of America right now. And you're like, I would fucking take my pen number. Like, what's the most cringe way you've ever been brought on stage? I can remember by, I don't want to fucking, I'm not shitting on him, but I remember, did this happen to me? This is one of these stories where I'm like, did this happen to me or not? I think it was me. Back in the Pavilion days, shout out to Adam Lachlan, he was MCing. And he's like, fucking got a guy coming up here and, don't know, might be good, might be shit. Let's see, can't get us. And you're like, what an intro. I mean, you could say that in front of any fucking stand-up set. It's coming up here, might be good, might be shit, but sure, fuck it, we're here anyway. But yeah, I don't know, the most cringe way. I know what the worst one was. Kieran, I was doing an Empire one night years ago. One of the few times I did the Empire. And Kieran Bartlett was emceeing. Now, no disrespect to Kieran Bartlett. Not known as a fucking host. You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm standing at the wee fucking trap door before you go on stage at the Empire. And you can sort of, he's talking the other way, basically, into the crowd. So you can hear a bit of like, you hear the laughs now. And then normally it'd be like, all right, guys, that's enough for me. We've got our first act coming on. Blah, he's done this. You know, let's give a fucking massive round of applause. Bring him on. Say, let's go, yeah. And then you can hear anyone else bringing you on. You would hear, even if it was muffled, you would hear the like, what's going on? Gentlemen, yeah. And you walk on. All I could hear was him talking like, I fucking da 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 da, blah, blah, blah. And then like silence. And then I turn around and he's at the door. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I walk past. Just two fat dudes squeezing past each other in a small passage. And I literally to the stage. Hello. In complete silence. And I was like, well, this is going to be hard work. So that was probably the worst way I've been brought on stage. Shout out to Kieran Bartlett. Any chance of some general banter baby merch going on the site? Yeah, we might look into that. Hi Colin, love the podcast and I'm looking forward to seeing you in January at the SSE. Good lad or lady. Don't know who it is. Podcast question, if you were a UFC fighter in the main event, what's your walkout gonna be? I think I would walk out to Set Guitars to Kill by And So I Watch You From Afar. So there you go. I'm not playing it because I can't play anything on this fucking podcast or else I'll just get ripped off YouTube. So we're just stuck with me and whoever might be a guest on this podcast at some point if I'm not talking to myself but alone all of August because all my friends are not in fucking Edinburgh Fringe. I'm going to do the Fringe next year. I'm going to do a week at the Fringe next year and fucking bring them up because I'm cleaning up. P.S. If you ever want the neck and back sorted, give me a buzz next time you're in Newcastle. All right. When's the baby due? November. There we go. Fucking cleared that up. Heard of these Aussie fellows, meme punk band that are Australian as it gets. Actually pretty decent. Mullets for days. Yeah, I think you're talking about the Chats or whatever. I can't play that, obviously, for fuck's sake. But, yeah, I've heard some of their stuff. It's mental. Will you eventually release the stuff that you record from live podcasts to the patrons? Yeah, I'm actually going to look into that because I've always fucking recorded something, put it, just never quite figured out the logistics of capturing it. But now I think I've got it figured out. So the next one, which is on the fucking, by the way, tickets are on sale for that, 13th of September at the fucking Limelight. Get a ticket. They're on sale. It's going to be Dace, Aaron McCann on it this time. And whoever else we can fucking scrape in. I know you like an outbroken accent. Check out UTV Live's coverage of Edenfest. No, I'm not doing that. What other questions? Any personal tips on dealing with a hectic work life social schedule? without burning yourself out on the regular. Yeah, just fucking write a list of the shit that you do and then look at it and go, which stuff actually needs done? Because I've fallen victim to just being like, oh, I'm going to stay busy, I'm going to look busy. Just write it on a page and go, don't need to do it, don't need to do it, don't need to do it. No one's expecting, you know. And also, you know, I would have a tendency to like want to be busy. Do you know what I mean? Like want to fill my days with shit. But you do end up being stressed as fuck and you just have to learn to fucking do nothing. Do you know what I mean? You have to learn to just be like, it's cool to just fucking do nothing today. You know what I mean? Like just have those days where you're like, it's a nightmare. Like I'll always have that feeling of something's looming over me or I have stuff to do, but you just literally have to put it to the side and be like, I always think of stuff like, you know, if I've started to do this a lot recently, like if I'm going to do something or I'm worried about something, I always think like, if this was 2 years from now and I was talking about this, would I be laughing at how nervous I was right now or how stressed I was about it right now? That's how I look at things now. And then I always go, you always look back and stuff and be like, well, there was actually really no point in me being stressed about that because it's fucking over anyway. And also, did it matter if you fucking got a thing finished, you know, late at night because you're like a workhorse or you just fucking left it the next day and did it whenever you could be fucked? I'm trying to teach myself that. There's no real fucking... there's no rush. Just chill out, bro. Literally do less. I've heard that from two different like therapist people where they're like, yeah, just gotta do less shit. Okay, finally, we'll finish on this. What about the Jeffrey Epstein suicide while on suicide watch? Killed because he knew too much on people in power. Woo! Now, whether he was killed by the Clintons or he killed himself, basically, we lost a paedophile, so boo fucking who. You know what I mean? He's one of these dudes. He's like some fucking finance dude, but like, he's rich and, you know, he has all these connections to these fucking, like, you know, you watch any of those, what do you call that, fucking Nine Circles documentary and everyone's talking about, I don't know if he's in that, but it's all like Prince Andrew and fucking, you know, this Epstein guy and maybe someone else and fucking Savile, and they were like flying orphans out for like a fucking, you know, fun day and got in fucking Jersey and all this here shit, and you know, Bill Clinton was flown in and all, everyone was fucking all these underage like orphans that were taken and they were torturing them and fucking killing them and all this here shit. You don't know if it's real or not, but you're just like, this is so fucked up, you know. And then and by the way, it's always these elite paedophile rings, isn't it? Elite. I mean, it's like fucking, it's like golf, isn't it? There's no poor people playing golf. There's certain things that only rich people do. You know, oh, I'm rich now, I play golf. Oh, I'm rich now, I own horses. You know, shit that just rich people do. Oh, I'm rich now, I fuck kids. Christ the night. There's no like fucking, there's no like group of like 20 homeless dudes getting together and we're like, yeah, we're the homeless paedophiles. You know, we kidnap fucking orphans and take them. I mean, that is the most horror movie sounding shit of all time. Anyway, this dude was basically arrested for a bunch of shit and then he was in prison and he was about to go on trial and they thought he was going to spill a whole load of shit. And surprise, surprise, he was found dead in his fucking jail cell. And everyone thinks like, oh, maybe he was going to spill the beans on the Clintons and a whole load of other shit. And he was what they call suicided in the fucking conspiracy game, which you see a lot of. There's a lot of those stories where like, oh, it turns out that guy killed himself. And then they're like, what happened? He goes, he shot himself in the head. And then they go and they see and he's got like 3 bullet holes in the back of his head. And they're like, oh, how do you manage to get fucking 3 rounds off out of a handgun? Isn't that weird? You know, or people hacking into fucking cars and, you know, the electrics of them and making them crash into trees and shit. So I wouldn't put it past them fucking dodgy cunts. I mean, Bill Clinton seems like a type of dude who would just fuck anything. I did not have sexual relations. But Yeah, it's fucked up. And then the Conspiracy Guys podcast, they had a thing they put up where Hillary Clinton's brother died about 2 weeks ago, who doesn't look dissimilar to this Epstein guy. And the picture that they released of him dead, they were like, oh, that's actually her brother. You know, and maybe they're like faking the death of this guy. And they're sort of putting him in protection or removing him and just being like, don't you fucking open your mouth about this elite paedophile ring. Because there are kids to be fucked, people to see, children to fuck. You know what I mean? But anyway, I don't know. Hopefully those conspiracy guys do a podcast about it and we can really, you know, have someone else do the fucking research instead of me. He'll do none. All right. Anyway, guys, let's end on the pedo note. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Okay, that wasn't even stuck down. Yeah, let's get out of here. Let me plug some shit before I go. Get on shine.net and look at all the fucking tour dates. I'm gonna be all across Northern Ireland, starting off with Ardoan Theatre and Skellen. Tour, then the UK tour, we're going to fucking, I'll put the poster up my Instagram, all the information will be on my Instagram, but we've got fucking Glasgow, we've got Museum of Comedy London, we've got Hot Water Comedy Club Liverpool, we have Frog and Bucket Manchester, you know what I mean, squirt, we're all over the place. Second night at the Odyssey's on sale, and the live General Banter podcast, which is a different thing to all these other tour dates. These tour dates are just me doing stand-up, but the live podcast will be like original material, videos and all that sort of shit. So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, guys, it's going to be a lot of fucking fun. That's it. Colin Geddes for merch and all that shit. Cheers for listening. Cheers for, you know, fucking sending me suggestions. Sending me all this. Oh, shout out to fucking all the dudes from that rap documentary who I was slagging off. I wasn't really. In fact, one of them got in touch with me and he was like, yeah, one of these guys is really down about that. Which I didn't want, you know what I mean? All I was slagging off was the fact that he said, let's mosh the fuck out. And I said to him, if you listen back, I actually said fair play for the whole scene you've started and send me some tunes and I'll play them. And I mean that. But sorry if there was any fucking offence caused. I mean, for sure, toughen up. You can't be like this fat fucking comedian slagging me. Know what I mean? But anyway, shout out to those guys. Send me some tunes, I'll play them. You know what I'm saying? Gang, gang. But yeah, that's it. I'll see you next time. Shout out to all the Dead On Mafia folk on the Patreon. We'll get you some fucking live podcast recorded and stuck up there. Okay? Good stuff. See you later.